4. The Yangtze was the temperature of bodily fluids. It was full of dead things and other foul matter. It moved swiftly. It seized me and pulled me under. If, as the tenor had said, this was an opportunity to save my own life, I was in trouble. I'm a good swimmer for a man with heavy bones, but as I sank, I realized that swimming had little to do with what was happening to me. I kicked, I clawed the soup of turds and piss and the hundreds of condoms that fluttered in the current like schools of albino worms. I willed myself to rise to the surface as I had done hundreds of times before, but I was being pulled down as if something alive had a hold of my foot. I was drowning. I knew this. My eyes stung. I saw nothing but darkness. The acrobats had taken me so completely by surprise that I hadn't had time to take a full breath before I hit the water, and I knew that I would not be able to hold that tiny gulp of oxygen in my lungs long enough to find my way to air. I was dying. Again. Clearly, it was my destiny to do that over and over, but there had to be a last time, and surely this must be it. I was not frightened. I took this notion as a good sign. Crazily, I thought, fright is part of the survival instinct. It means you still think you can live, that at the last minute, some immortal hand or eye will get you out of this. But I was damned if I would die just because some nameless son of a bitch had decided I should. I swam harder, counting the strokes like I used to count the steps when I ran the football. Breath leaked from my nose. I could not see the bubbles, but I felt them leave my body, and I knew I could not stop the rest from escaping too. My head broke the surface. Something hard and heavy struck me on the skull. Seeing stars, I reached for it and grabbed hold and hugged it. In the darkness, I could tell it was a metal sphere about the size of a medicine ball. I knocked on it. It was hollow. It rang. A container. A mine. A clever oriental safe full of money or ancient texts. I wondered if my scalp was bleeding, but I was too wet and slimy to tell. I considered the...